question from Puri Ashish Kumar Prabhu. My dear Lord always comes in the mode of goodness, bleds himself of material contamination to be called Shiva, does nothing ephemeral. Why does he choose his color to be blackish blue when black represents inauspiciousness and blue is the color of passion? Answer. Firstly, Krishna doesn't come in the mode of goodness. Krishna is beyond the mode of goodness. Krishna is eternally transcendental, even when he comes in the material world. Achyopi sanavyatma bhutanam ishwaropi san prakritim swamadhishtaya sambhavamya atmamayaya. Atmamaya, he comes by his internal potency, unaffected by the three modes of material nature. So, that is the first point. Now, as far as the complexion of Krishna is concerned, generally the red color is said to represent passion. Blue may or may not represent passion. Again, there are shades of colors and which particular emotions, a particular mode invokes varies according to person to person. Hare Krishna. So as far as Krishna's complexion is concerned, it is an inconceivable blend of blue and black, bluish black, ghanashyam, like a freshly formed monsoon cloud. So normally from the material point of view, the black color is considered dark, or representative of ignorance and to some extent inauspicious. And certainly it's not considered the most attractive of all colors for the complexion of a person. So Krishna, by manifesting or accepting this black color, which he has, darkish color which he has eternally, he reveals to the world how his personality, his nature, his complexion, his form are all beyond material conception and argumentation. So Krishna is dark, but he is beautiful. Shama Sundara. So, his whole form is not to be understood with material logic. It has to be actually relished by transcendental purification and realization and revelation. So there is a progression involved in that, and when that progression takes place, then we get the actual experience of Krishna's exquisite and extraordinary beauty. So, Krishna, at one level, at the absolute level, we can say that Krishna is what he is. And that's the joy and beauty of his personality. He doesn't have to give a logical or a philosophical or a metaphorical explanation for why he is black, or why he wears a peacock feather, or why he plays a flute and not a violin or whatever. So Krishna, he is what he is, and that's the ultimate meaning of personality. You know, persons are not reducible to logical reasons. So we have to understand that Krishna is lovable for what he is. And that is the charm and the beauty of Krishna. At the same time, because Krishna is absolute, he is the personification, the personal manifestation, eternally, at the highest level of the supreme wisdom. So whatever he does has deep layers of meaning within it. So the logicality of it has to be carefully understood. For example, it is not that because black represents so and so, so Krishna has assumed black color. No, Krishna has a darkish complexion. It's not black, it's not blue, bluish black. Krishna has that complexion by his own choice. And additionally, along with his choice, there are a secondary level of profound meanings that flow through whatever he does. It is not that because it is meaningful that he does it. It is because he does it that is its supreme meaning. And additionally, at our level of our understanding, there can be further meanings also. So, from our level of understanding, we may think of a fair complexion as beautiful and dark complexion as not so beautiful, but Krishna, through the example of his own inconceivably beautiful darkish complexion, shows that our material conceptions don't apply to him. So through the very exquisite beauty of his apparently not so beautiful color, he reveals to us that we need to put aside our material conceptions while approaching him, and approach him out of pure affection with an open mind and with a submissive heart. And then Krishna will reveal his supreme beauty within us, and that will lead to the ultimate fulfillment of our heart. So to summarize, Krishna's complexion is not blue, not black. It is bluish black, which is inconceivable to our experience. And it is not that Krishna has a particular complexion because of some reason. No, he is the reason behind all reasons. He is the sarva karana karana. He is the cause of all causes. Whatever he does automatically becomes meaningful. At our level of understanding and interpretation of meaning, Krishna's actions may have certain meanings that we can understand through our acharyas, but we don't have to go into that zone of trying to do a metaphorical reduction of every aspect of Krishna's lovable personality. So, but at our level, what Krishna's darkish complexion indicates is that although we may have a material conception of what is beautiful and what is not, Krishna's darkish complexion being sublimely beautiful indicates that we have to put aside our material conception while approaching him and learning to love him. Thank you.